From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Two court defeats and another pending case make the future of the national Do Not Call list far from clear. Today, a federal appeals court said it will hear arguments against the registry, but will not block it in the meantime. At the same time, federal regulators are struggling to save the Do Not Call list in other cases. A federal judge in Denver declared the list unconstitutional yesterday on First Amendment grounds. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the Denver decision may raise legal questions only the Supreme Court can resolve.
When the Federal Trade Commission began developing the Do Not Call list, staffers worked hard to anticipate the legal challenges they knew the telemarketing industry would mount. Attorney Reed Freeman, a former FTC staffer, says the agency was careful not to block calls by nonprofits, charities, and political organizations.
By their nature, charitable solicitations under the law are subject to a higher level of protection. That is, regulations designed to minimize or prohibit a charitable solicitation speech are viewed suspiciously by the law.
But that protection for non-commercial telemarketers now threatens to undo the Do Not Call list. Judge Edward Nottingham ruled the FTC, in his words, has chosen to entangle itself too much in the consumer's decision by manipulating consumer choice and favoring charitable over commercial speech. Attorney Robert Korn Revere represents the American Teleservices Association in the Denver suit.
The chairman of the FTC announced at the press conference in which the rules were adopted was that he said that some people have more First Amendment rights than others, which really is nothing but a bad paraphrase of George Orwell's expression in Animal Farm, that some animals are more equal than others.
So this problem cannot be fixed by a simple act of Congress, which quickly passed a new law when an Oklahoma judge questioned the government's authority to create the list. The Denver decision means the list has run smack into that troublesome guarantee of freedom of speech found in the Bill of Rights. That means the courts must hash this one out. The Federal Trade Commission has girded its loin for battle and is filing an appeal. The FTC's Eileen Harrington says the agency will defend the list.
We think that the court's ruling is wrong as a matter of law, and we also think that it thwarts the overwhelming will of the American public to have this kind of protection in their home.
The Direct Marketing Association held out a bit of an olive branch by urging its members to observe the list voluntarily, but the organization reiterated its opposition to a government-imposed registry. And the American Teleservices Association, which brought the Denver suit, went further, saying, "We don't need to compromise, we won." That group told its members, go ahead and call the 50 million people who are on the list until the courts tell you otherwise. Even if the two sides were willing to compromise, it's not clear how they could. Attorney Robert Korn Revere says removing the exception for charities and politicians won't solve the problem.
By making the law more restrictive, you run into other elements of the test under the First Amendment. For example, there is a requirement that Judge Nottingham felt that he didn't need to get onto, whether or not the requirements are narrowly tailored.
Telemarketers have declared the list will put 2 million people out of work, so they apparently feel they have little to lose. And attorney Reed Freeman says the FTC feels the same way.
This is the single most important initiative at the Federal Trade Commission right now. It is of extremely high importance on the agenda of its chairman, Timothy Muris. And I would say there are zero chances out of 100 that the FTC backs off now.
Resolution seems unlikely by the scheduled start date of October 1st, but the standoff has not dampened the entrepreneurial spirit of at least one industry segment, the manufacturer of the Telezapper, a gadget that short-circuits many telemarketing calls, urged consumers to consider a technological solution which is not troubled by constitutional niceties. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.